Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here for another one. Happy Friday, everybody. Check it out. Looking for two people right now. If you guys want to play Laura Never Loses, we got tickets to the BK Drip concert going down February 11th at King's Theater. We have a lot to talk about. But right now, let's get it popping. Listen, it's cold today, high of 34 degrees, snow in the morning. We are here. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. And there are also some train delays, all right? No B service, delays on A, E, N, and Q lines. I'll keep you posted on everything else. But right now, looking for two people, 800-223-9797.
Well, good morning, Tri-State.
Good morning.
We finally have snow, for better or for worse. It has been coming down now for a few hours, and it's a boomer cyclone!
Yeah, it's definitely coming down. You know what's funny? I was looking at a picture of The Weeknd right now. His new album dropped, you know, Dawn FM.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a picture of him. He looks old, but he also looks like he's frozen. So I'm like, oh, that's how I feel right now.
Right, that's exactly right. Now, it's...
Wait, Pete, before we go on, you know we're still looking. We need a female contestant.
Oh, yes, we do. 1-800-223-9797. We need a woman to call up and get on Laura Never Loses.
That's right. Get on the phones right now. But anyway, what were you saying?
Well, I'm just looking at... It's been snowing, you know, 1 to 2 inches an hour over the last few hours. And wreaking havoc, as they say, for the morning commute. So Phil Murphy declared a state of emergency in New Jersey. Eric Adams declared that this snow doesn't have the same swag as New York City.
Lord.
And that this snow does not have the skills to be in a corner office.
I know. Oh, my God. He did say they're working overnight to make sure. You know, I wondered, because yesterday I was out and about, and I didn't see any, like, preparation, you know? Usually the trucks were out, salt getting spread everywhere. I didn't see any of that. And I was like, ugh, I wonder if this is good or bad.
I'm sure it looks like it's supposed to end for us by like 9 a.m.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like that we should be okay by later today. But if you're just waking up to the sound of our voices, yeah, you better look outside and see what your situation is. All right, should we try to get someone else on the line now?
We got Gina, guys.
Gina.
Oh, producer Griff got Gina on the line. Let's go.
Gina, where are you?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Where are you, Gina? What's your commute looking like?
Well, it's not looking too good. I'm sitting here driving a truck right now to deliver some products through the city with my coworker, and it's like kind of slippery because we're in Brooklyn right now, so hopefully the city is going to be a little bit better.
Oh,
okay,
Gina, be
okay.
Careful, please, while you're navigating that big old truck.
Exactly. Hold tight, Gina. All right, and who's the gentleman we have on the line here?
Donovan.
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 Hey.
Donovan.
Hey, Laura.
Welcome to the
Hi.
Program.
Thank you.
Donovan, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you currently. I'm in Long Island. I'm coming from work. I work overnight. I'm driving into Queens, and it's the roads are pretty nuts right now.
Yeah, you're driving. Yeah, I was going to say, it's moving pretty slow, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
Okay. Well, listen, that's good for the sake of this game. Concentrate, move nice and slow, and let's see what happens. Laura, or what are we giving away in Laura Never Loses?
We got tickets to the BK Drip concert going
Beautiful.
Down to the King's Theater.
Okay. So hold on 1 second, Donovan. We forgot to ask Gina who she's going with, even though I know what the answer is going to be. So, Griff, let's ask Gina. Gina, who are you going with?
I'm going with my girl, Laura. Let's get it.
Gina, I'm going to try my best, Gina.
I did beat Laura once this week, but all right, let's put both on hold. Let's put 60 seconds Peter. On the clock. I got you, Donovan. I got you, bruh. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock and battle for these BK drip tickets.
All right, producer Griff with the questions.
Yeah, I got the questions.
All right.
All right, ready? Let's play Laura Never Loses.
I'm going to wait for the end of this music because I like it.
Go.
All right. Okay. Who just dropped his fifth studio album?
Peter. The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is correct, sir. All right. Although he was born in Corsica, Napoleon became the emperor of what country? Peter.
France.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
Which rapper is being credited for saving a man's life?
Peter. Jim Jones.
Oh, my God.
3-0. Who was the prime minister of Italy between...
Laura. Geez, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
I do.
3.
Who was it? I don't 2. Know. I'm just going to go with Mussolini.
Yep.
That is correct.
Who else would it be?
Oh, my God.
Kanye West is reportedly...
Peter. Reportedly working on Donda 2 and having very strange photo shoots with Julia Fox.
Donda 2 is correct. How many players are on an Olympic curling team?
Laura. Curling. Man, you watch this group sometimes. I'm just going to guess. 4.
That is correct.
Wow.
But Peter wins.
Yes. Oh, hold that. Sorry, Gina. We love you. Be safe. But Donovan, you're going to BK Drip, my friend. I got
you. Boy, thanks a lot. I love it. I love you too, Laura.
Happy Friday. I can't believe it. Damn it.
I'm sorry. Gina, I'm sorry we had to do it to you.
Drive safe
in that truck. And Donovan, hold tight 1 second. Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Well, since you mentioned it, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I have some Kanye West news. New girl. New show, a lot is going on, and we'll discuss it all in the Flash and Lights report coming up next.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up!
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, you dig?
My baby, my Valentine.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Stiles.
We're gonna get through it.
On the flash lights,
All right, Laura, what's going on?
All right, I don't know if you guys saw, the whole world saw these brand new pictures of Kanye and actress Julia Fox for Interview Magazine. Just a couple of natural poses, like Rosenberg said.
Yeah, just some quick, casual, no big deal poses with someone you've been dating for 5 days.
It's a lot. I mean, it's like really pictures of them, I guess, on one of their second or third dates where he's basically playing dress up with Julia Fox. He's like dressing her in the Balenciaga and post pictures of them making out on the floor and making out against the wall. I'm just like, all right, fam. This gives me love bombing vibes.
I mean, listen, there's a few things going on here, but yeah, the whole thing's out of control. They supposedly meet New Year's Eve, and now it's been like every day, and they're talking. It's like, it reeks of like, watch my response to Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Right. Like,
and then
PR
also
stunt to the max.
And then yay, you know, he has a thing, it seems, from what I've heard and seen, where he likes to like, fall in love with someone and make them a muse, you know, where they become like his muse for clothing and he starts dressing them up and they go shopping and he gives them 100 new outfits and likes to doll them up and look at them. There's some weird stuff going on, but listen, God bless those crazy kids.
I mean, yeah, celebrity life is something completely different than especially at that level.
Wait, you mean you've never gone on a third date with someone and they have a hotel suite filled with clothing for you to dress up in?
Yeah, whoop-dee-dee, no. Scoop poop.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. But in other Kanye news, there's a Variety. Variety is reporting that they have sources that claim that Kanye has signed on to be one of the acts for Coachella.
He's claiming he's joining
Billie Eilish and Swedish House Mafia as headliners. So now Coachella is coming back after 2 years due to the pandemic. So yeah, I mean, you know, I doubt Travis Scott is going to hit the stage anytime soon. He's dealing with his legal issues.
Oh yeah, because it's April, so it was missed the first year too.
Right. So we, I mean, look, an official statement hasn't been announced yet, but I mean, you know, Variety is reporting it. They're pretty resourceful when it comes to sources. So I'm thinking maybe this is true, but we.
No, it probably is. That would be. I got to tell you, I just got back from Palm Springs. It definitely makes me want to go.
You think so?
My girl loves Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
She's a big Billie guy. And I'm never going to deny how dope Ye would be in a setting like that. Be fire.
I know.
Palm Springs is pretty lovely, Laura.
I know it is.
As long as Omarion calms down.
Because
you don't want Omarion headlining Coachella. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
We do not want that. That's your Flash Electro for the time. It's 7:01. Guys, snow is coming down. High of 36 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
You are now rocking with, yeah, rocking with Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
Erica.
Yes.
You guys, Erica wants to play Ride or Die.
Erica,
Erica, listen, you want to call your mom.
Yes.
And you want to let her know you got arrested due to a warrant.
Yes.
Do you have actual warrants?
No, but she know I'll be driving and stuff. So.
No, well, stop. Everyone drives. What do you mean?
No, but she know, like, I got a ticket, and I told her that I was supposed to pay it. I paid the ticket already, but she don't know that. Because I work, like, from, like, 4 to, like, 6, 7 at night, so sometimes I don't be having time. So she probably just going to think that I ain't go to my court date, and I've been missing my court dates and stuff.
How mad would her mom get if you say you were smoking a blunt? And speeding.
Nah, I used to smoke weed. She ain't up to nothing. I have my own house, my own everything. She can't say nothing.
Yeah, but you're calling her saying you need her help because you got arrested due to a warrant. You got pulled over. You had the ticket. Plus, you were smoking a blunt.
Yeah. She gonna be like, she gonna freak out. She gonna be like, what the hell?
Erica, you want to practice?
No, I got this.
You sure? Your acting got to be top notch. You only got 30 seconds.
You have to sound
frantic. She is stressing you, Ebro. She's good.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
All right, you got your own house. You pay your own bills. I got this. Hang on.
Hello? Mom. Huh? You need to come get me because I was smoking in my work car and the cops pulled me over and I had a warrant and they locked me up.
It tipped over.
Yeah, you gotta come get me because they locked me up.
Huh?
You gotta come get me because I'm getting locked up.
You packing your stuff?
I'm getting locked up. You gotta come get me.
All right. I'll be there.
Mom!
Mom, you didn't want to ask any questions?
I heard you. You said I gotta come get you.
Your daughter was playing a trick on you.
Oh, that's up.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Gambling a life, man.
Hey.
Well, if you just rolled out this morning and thought, this should be easy, just a little Friday commute to work, no problems to worry about, we have something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
That's right. Laura, it's a bomba cyclone.
I know.
A northeast winter storm wreaking havoc on the entire tri-state and northeast.
Pay attention to the weather, please, if you're planning to step out of your home.
1 to 2 inches per hour. Do not be... See, there's so many opportunities here for congratulations, you played yourself. Number one,
okay,
if you try to drive too, you know, quickly and you act as if things are all good, you could end up with a quick congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Or if you didn't worry about your car and you don't scrape it off, and now you get a wall built up blocking your car into the street.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So you have to be mindful. Also, if you don't have the right pair of boots and you step out there and take that slip on the ice.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Also,
that's been me before, man. That's been me before.
I remember. It's. And by the way, that can be very real. You got to be safe, man. And also, you know, Laura, I went outside just now with Bear and thought, oh, it's early. They probably haven't started salting yet. Man, bless the people who work in my building. They're on top of it. They're trying to do it real fast. Yo, they've already turned my building into a damn salt palace. So hit me with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now I have to put on Bear's damn little booties every time we go outside, which is going to be such a pain in the ass. Laura, what do you have today?
So I wanted to talk about this because I just saw it last night. Did you hear the drama with Wizards analyst Glenn Consor? I've never heard of him before, but he's under fire
neither,
right
neither
now.
Neither did I, by the way, and I'm from D.C. I've never heard of Glenn Consor.
His comments made about the Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. during Wednesday's game, and yeah. LeBron James decided to call him out. So, look, the moment took place after Kevin Porter Jr. hit a game-winning three-pointer to beat the Wizards. And this is what he said. I'll play you some audio. Check it out.
What a well-designed play. And you got to give credit. Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time. Boy, that one stung.
Okay, so you want to know the issue, because I know people are going to be like, what do you mean? What's happening here? So the issue is that Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad, Kevin Porter Sr., was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of a 14-year-old girl in 1993. So,
and then died by gun violence himself.
Kevin Porter, yeah, Sr. claimed that at the time he accidentally pulled the trigger. A witness later backed it up, but he spent more than 4 years behind bars because of it. And he also died in 2004 after he was shot 5 times in an incident at a bar. So that's what the drama was, you know? And LeBron James went off on him. He's like, oh, he thought this was cool, huh? He's like, nah, we ain't going for this. Sorry, but this ain't gonna fly.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, he gave him a button. He says, how insensitive can you be to say something like this? Beat it,
yeah,
man.
But
I pray for you. There's no place in a beautiful game for you.
But I'm going to give the button back to LeBron.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Unless this dude, the commentary guy, has a history of like being mean and nasty, that was not intentional. He put out an apology and said he thought that he was the son of Kevin Porter, the basketball player, because his name's Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
He wasn't trying to reference the... like. My thing is this. You know what kind of SOB you'd have to be referring to that? And also, like, it's kind of deep to even know that. In terms of your casual research for a game, if you're a commentator, I don't know if you would be referencing the death of Kevin Porter's father. So, like, don't get me wrong. It's... Laura, you nailed it. It is 100%. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But I don't know. When you hear that, Laura, I don't hear a guy who's trying to say that. That's not what I thought at all.
It's still a congrats, though. Because
No, yeah, that's what I said.
He definitely
it's a congrats. Him. But no, LeBron coming out and saying... LeBron came out and said, there's no place for you in the game of basketball. LeBron saying he meant to do it. He was trying to make fun of his father.
Well, I mean... the argument that he did, because I don't know, man. Because if he's a commentator for the
Wizards
team,
the Wizards.
Yes. Now the guy Kevin Porter, the basketball player, also played for Washington back in the 70s or whatever, right?
The father, the what person he thought was the father.
As a commentator, you should know. Like you would know if a player on your team is the son of a player from that same team. You would know. You wouldn't just assume that it was.
No, but that's the congrats. That's poor research. But Cass, you thought that he just thought he was slickly gonna randomly reference his dad being a murderer or shooting someone, whatever the, I apologize. For like, to me,
we don't know.
I know, but here's the thing. LeBron has a ton of responsibility. And the reason I don't love it is because that's the same thing people do to LeBron. The Twitter people who come after LeBron the second he says something and they try to tear down LeBron. LeBron James is the most powerful guy in the NBA. So when he says you don't belong in our game of basketball, I mean, you might want to see what the apology said first. Because that would make this guy a bona fide psycho. That he just decided to throw away his career. In one moment, he was like, I'm going to just say, you know what? Tonight's the night. I'm making a bad off-color joke about this dude's father. And to me, that seems insane.
Right, yeah, but well, as a professional, you should really do your research.
But that's why it's this.
Either way.
Yes, one thing that we can all agree on is that he definitely gets this.
Congratulations. Big time. You played yourself.
Definitely that.
Big time. Playing yourself, yo.
But that's not lose your career, bro. I'm sorry. No.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
DJ John, is he stepping in at 7:40?
We don't know.
Well, someone will step in. Someone will be here at 7:40 to give you something. Be safe, everyone. The snow's crazy. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, yeah. Curved. Another episode. Another installment, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Some entertainment provided by somebody getting curved. Derek.
Yeah.
Derek and Lucy have been together for 7 months.
Okay. 7 months. All right.
And then you just stop hearing from her?
Yeah, it's crazy. My girl, Lucy, you know, I love her. We've been together for 7 months, and out of nowhere, she just ghosted me. Like.
What happened, though? What happened?
I don't know. It came out of nowhere. Like,
well, I got news for you. Wait, Derek. Sorry to cut you off. You said you haven't heard from her in how long?
Almost 2 weeks.
And you said this is your girl. You're still calling her your girl?
Yeah, she's my girl. All of a sudden, she's blocking me on all social media. My calls are being declined. Like,
you.
I don't know what's going on. I can't, you know, see what she's doing on the IG. Like, I can't see nothing.
Oh, okay, no. Well, did you guys get into an argument? Did she catch you doing something?
No. I mean, she wouldn't catch me doing anything. I'm a good dude. One day, we're together, and everything seems good, and the next day, I text message, no response.
Hang on, quote unquote, good dude. Let's get Lucy on the phone and see if she thinks you're a good dude.
This sounds suspect.
I hope so.
Good dude, Derek. Hang on. Calling Lucy. Good to who? Lucy.
Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning. Hi. So quickly, because you seem like a terrible person. You've dated a guy for 7 months, and you don't even have the common courtesy to respond to a text or whatever and let him know that you don't want to talk to him, found someone new, whatever happened, to let him know what's going on. You just curved him and faded. So what happened?
I know. And I feel horrible. It's been too long.
You're a liar. You don't feel bad.
I do.
You would have texted him and said, listen, I feel bad, but
you're a liar.
Whatever, something.
If you guys knew what was up, you would have a problem doing this too. You would avoid all texts. Block him on social media because you just don't want to tell him a certain thing that's happening.
All right,
tell us, because we're trying to get some clarity on this.
After 7 months, I've come to the conclusion that I can't do it anymore because the sex is so whack. Like, I can't even fake it anymore. You know how easy it is to fake? I can't do it anymore. I feel like I'm living a lie, and poor guy, he has no idea probably.
Well, because you didn't tell him how to improve or help
him.
It's something that he can't improve, I'll just say that.
He's got a small
thank you, whoever that was.
It's Rosenberg. Let's check out the show sometime.
Yeah, but how do you wait? How do you wait 7 months and just go ghost? Like, if you even cared about this person, why wouldn't you just tell him?
And by the way, you sampled the sample size.
And how small? And how small are we talking?
Like micro?
I mean, out of my 30 years of life, like, this is the smallest I've seen and had. I mean, I didn't even know they came that size.
Okay, yo. Okay.
And I can't.
By the way, Lucy, Derek's on the phone.
No.
I can't listen to that.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
I mean, yeah. It's, no, we're
He's
not.
He's on the phone? Oh, my God.
Well.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm so.
The thing is, like. No. There's no way.
Derek.
7 months? Like, you're making up.
I feel horrible telling you this. This is why I've been avoiding you. I don't know how to say it. I called them so they could help me.
It's already been said. Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
I hear they work. Never taking them. What a sexual enhancement. Drugs.
I'm not doing that. I mean, you know, I've never...
He needs something.
Hold on. Have any other women ever told you that you're very small?
No. I've never heard the term very small.
I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I mean, I don't want to call you out, Derek. This is like the worst sex I've had ever. I've had to fake it every single time.
No, wait.
You definitely said my name. Like, you know what I mean?
All right. That is definitely not the indicator.
I mean, you know how easy that's easy for girls. I mean, come on. I'm thinking about other dudes and I'm tired of it. And one dude that I think about, obviously, I've told you that he's handsome, is your brother.
What?
Yo. Excuse me?
Oh my God. Okay, well.
Yeah, I think about him. I think about a few other dudes that helped me get to where
right.
I need to go.
Okay.
Lucy, so you're saying you masturbated to Derek's brother?
Basically. I'm
well,
so
that doesn't really make any sense because since they're brothers, he probably got a small d*** too.
Congratulations.
You played yourself. Now get off my phone and stop being an ass. Thanks, guys. You know what's stupid about that call? Everybody thinks that sex is just intercourse. And maybe his intercourse was whack. Maybe it was. Or maybe his d*** size was small. But she didn't even have the common courtesy to be like, yo, let's try other things.
Right. But to string him along
because
for
you're
gonna
7 keep,
months?
You went along 7 months. How many times they had sex?
Oh,
let's say it was once
God.
A week.
She's a bad
Let's
person.
Say they waited 3 months to have sex. But you would have think she would have did something early. That's trash.
She's super trash.
And not that I haven't dated somebody for several months and then never hit them back again, because that's happened too. But I'm just saying, she's trash. Yeah.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Yeah, I be good in bed, but I be bad too.
Laura, I gotta tell you, I'm having a lot of hip hoppers coming at me over the last couple days because
Why?
It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, by the way. Good morning. We're all surviving a northeast snowstorm together. But a lot of people are angry because Syph and I did Juan Ep is Life this week, which you can download anywhere, subscribe anywhere right, podcasts are found.
Your podcast? And, your
that's right.
Podcast.
That's right. And, you know, we sit and we luxuriate on all things hip-hop. We talk randomly about everything. And we got into conversation about the Nas Hit-Boy Magic album and sort of went through the album a little bit during the podcast. And we were saying that we both dig the album and have things on it we love, but weren't as crazy about it as some people were.
Okay.
And bruh, let me tell you something. People do not like hearing a differing opinion, particularly if it's about someone who we all love and consider to be an icon like Nas. You
right,
cannot
right.
say that you just like maybe think it's good, but not. And by the way, it's definitely worth a listen. It's got joints. I mean, and I will say as I've listened to it more as the week's gone on, I like the Nas Magic album more and more. But man, Laura, people get really tight about opinions about their favorite artists.
Of course, and you're talking about Nas.
But you're a huge Nas fan. You don't seem mad at me. How,
no.
Have you listened to the album yet?
Yes. And I just don't think that people, like you said, I think people get really frustrated whenever somebody has an opinion other than theirs. Like if you don't say like, okay, yes, Nas is one of our greats, right? But you mm-hmm. can be critical about him. It's okay. It's your opinion.
I mean, that's what makes people great. Like you're, and people are acting like the album Life is Good never happened in 2012, or like right. there hasn't been any, or like King's Disease 1 wasn't amazing. They're acting like Magic just dropped out of nowhere. It's the only thing Nas has done.
But for a lot of people, that's probably their first Nas album. You gotta think about it like that too. There's some people who have barely, you know, just started
listening
to Nas.
Late to the game.
That too.
And they get mad, you know, and I understand people are mad that we're, oh, don't compare him to his old stuff. Hey, listen, guys, this is what you do. You compare people to their best work. It's a thing that happens. And it's all, here's the thing I love about Nas. Whether you think Magic is a classic or you just think it's pretty good, whatever you think about it, I love Nas for being in the game and continuing to put out music. He's shooting his shot. He's shooting his shot. He's just putting out music and letting it go. He's not worried about whether Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg don't think it's his best body of work and think it's pretty good. He's putting out joints, and for that, I love him.
Yeah, he's shooting a shot, and they're going in, too, so, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and he's hitting shots. Like, yeah, whether you think it's iconic or really good, no one's saying they're bad. He's not making bad music at this point in his career. He's making great music, so I have no complaints. Definitely go check out that Nas album. Speaking of someone who's regarded almost as highly as Nas, we have DJ Cass 1 filling in for DJ John.
That is, oh, John would hate that intro.
DJ Cast One.
But, you know what I mean?
DJ Cast One.
Speaking of facts, Rosenberg.
DJ Cast One, what are you giving away today?
Oh, actually, you know what? I should have did my homework and checked that. That's very unprofessional of myself.
BK Drip.
Oh, yeah, BK Drip. You know what I'm saying? We got tickets to that big, 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 big concert going down in Brooklyn.
The BK Drip concert going down in King Theater.
Hold on. Let me get it right.
Are you getting it right? In the meantime, call us 1-800-223-9797. The first person to get through, you're going to battle with DJ Cast 1 to see who's smarter.
Listen, February 11th, 2022 is happening at the King's Theater, the BK Drip. You know what I'm saying? It's a good Valentine's situation. If you and your girl are on it like that, you go to BK Drip together. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's you know what? It's one of the most romantic Valentine's days you could have. A little BK Drip for the lover and you. Laura, are you and your man? Is that how you're going to do Valentine's Day?
Oh, for sure. You know, that's how we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day at the BK Drip tour.
Nice and cozy. All right, let's get someone on the line right now. Laura Stiles, what's our theme of question today?
I think we're going to go with LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron James.
Yes, we're going to go with some LeBron James trivia.
All right, by the way, shout out to the Knicks last night. They beat my Celtics in heroic fashion. RJ Barrett knocking down a three-pointer at the buzzer. Julius Randle gave a thumbs down to the crowd that everyone's talking about, but let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the big win for your Knicks. My Celtics blew a 26-point lead. Pretty embarrassing. All right, Griff, who do we have on the line?
We got Nabil on the line. Nabil.
Nabil?
What's popping?
What's going on? Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Nabil. Morning. Where are you calling us from?
Staten Island.
Uh-oh. A.K. Shallon.
All right, Nabil, I got a question for you. You have to answer correctly to get these tickets, okay? See if you're smarter than Cast One. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Nabil, can you tell us what team does LeBron James currently play for?
Cleveland.
The L.A. Lakers.
Wow.
Boom. Correct.
A real basketball expert. Way to nail that.
Correct. All right, Cast One, here's your question. Can you tell us what is the mascot for LeBron's high school? For LeBron's high school, it was St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
St. Vincent, St. Mary, was it? Oh my God!
What's the mascot? Tell us the mascot.
This. Totally know this.
I don't know. Was it a? Was it a leprechaun?
Is it a jam and salmon?
Was it a leprechaun?
No. It's a fighting Irish.
I was not so close.
By the way, you don't remember that? You've never seen that jersey? The fighting Irish jersey?
I was thinking about the Celtics mascot, and I'm like, yo, it's something like the Celtics. I know it's something like the Celtics. And I was almost there. Almost there.
Nabil, good news. You are going to BK Drip, Nabil.
Thank you so much, guys. That's an early birthday present.
Boom.
Happy early birthday.
Exactly. Be safe out there in these streets. Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report. Speaking of Nas, he's giving fans streaming rights to his music. I'll explain, okay? Coming up in a Flashing Lights report.
Yo, this is looking this up. This is a leprechaun, man.
It's not fighting a leprechaun.
This is a leprechaun.
No, he's not wrong, but still.
This is a leprechaun. I demand a recount.
97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, I'm gonna make this as clear as I can because I know it's a lot of new. It's new to everyone, but you know Nas is no stranger to the cryptocurrency world. You know he already has a stake in Coinbase. Series B, which is the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the United States. But
not
now,
so rich. Not so different just, rich.
He just announced a blockchain-powered platform called Royal. Okay, they announced that they will be teaming up with Nas to sell extended versions of NFTs, okay, called limited digital assets. The innovative NFT will give fans a chance to obtain streaming royalty rights to Nas's King's Disease and King's Disease 2 tracks Ultra Black and Rare. So basically, fans are going to be able to partake in all the fun when Royal drops and the NFT on their official website January 11th. So there's like a limited amount. Listen, the crypto world is wild. You should definitely do some research, but this is his way of kind of like sharing his royalties with his fan base.
This is Nas continuing to innovate and go to the next level. His run the last 10 years, yeah, it's dope that he's put out 3 albums, but he's also, the ways that he's found to just be in the business world have been, it's incredible. It's Nas is one of the all-time, like, sleeper runs of all time from a business standpoint. It's been incredible how big he's gotten as a business mogul. It's wild.
Yeah, it's really dope. When you really pull up the all the different companies that he's invested in, you're gonna be like, what?
Oh, it's
Level,
a lot.
I think Uber, I think Casper Mattress, like what? Like it's really, really, really smart. It makes you feel like, man, I need to be doing my own research. But yeah, it should be pretty cool. Now, Rosenberg, one thing that we haven't spoken about, Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. Did you see the update on the story where he claims that, you know, he basically had something wrong with his ankle?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that he walked off because they were forcing him to play.
So he it has now come out that he did, in fact, have a bad ankle.
Okay.
Which he was saying the whole time, by the way. So the question, the nitty-gritty of this is, you know, it's one of those things where, to me, it's probably both things are true. His ankle was bad, and he also was probably throwing a tantrum because he wasn't getting the ball. People are split on this. You have the people who are inherently just defending AB and going against the establishment of the Tampa Bay Bucks, which I understand why people would do that. I have issues with believing things that AB just drops out of nowhere. Like, I'm sure his ankle was bad, but was it bad enough that he shouldn't have been playing? I don't know, man. I don't know. But the bottom line is he's off the Tampa Bay Bucks now. Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Bucks, looks kind of nuts because he was like, oh, we didn't know anything about his ankle. But they obviously did know something about his ankle.
Weren't text messages released or something like that, like conversations?
So, yeah, Brown released a text message conversation between him and Bruce Arians kind of talking about the fact that his ankle wasn't good.
Mm.
And then Antonio Brown released a conversation with Alex Guerrero, who's Tom Brady's fitness guru, saying that he wanted his money back, and it's a mess, Laura. Then yesterday some girl came out, some OnlyFans model came out and said she had sex with Antonio Brown the night before and she has COVID.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
It's a sloppy mess. But either way, Antonio Brown is off the Bucks, and I don't think the Bucks are going far in the playoffs. So we'll see.
That's that. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8 a.m. Snow today. Please be careful on the roads, guys. Be super careful on the roads. Today is a high of 28 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Shout out to the Knicks fans. I got to give it to y'all. Big win last night against the Celtics. I can't hate RJ Barrett drilling the three-pointer at the end of regulation. Shout out to the Knicks fans.
Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're being safe out there. I'm seeing cars driving by on Riverside Drive. It looks like things are moving a little bit, but I hope everyone's being safe out there. It's definitely been a mess all morning. So much so, in fact, Laura, I don't know if you know this, that our very own Cast One was knocked off of his New Year's resolution today.
Wait, you already broke your New Year's resolution?
Wait, what are you talking
it's
about?
It's day
what
seven.
What do you
no,
mean?
No, day seven. It was only day five of his gym routine.
About guys.
The pre-morning gym routine, the pre-show gym routine. Cass, did you go today?
No, but would you rather me die for a New Year's resolution, risk my life for a New Year's resolution?
No, of course not.
It's crazy outside. I'm supposed to drive at 4 a.m. to the gym in a blizzard?
No, and I'm glad you didn't. What did your wife say about this, by the way? Because I know she's the leader of this operation.
She goes, you know we got to go tomorrow now, right? Twice. Like, wait, what?
She said twice?
Yeah, twice. God. You got to double up. You got to make up for the missed day.
Wow. I'm like,
wait, no. Can we just skip that day and just cancel it?
Here's my question. When are tryouts for the team that you guys are trying to make?
I don't know, man.
And guess what? We'll never make it, Rosenberg.
Yo, I'm not making
it. It's coming up.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make the team. Although I am, I'm getting back on the bike today. I did not jump on the Peloton the last few days trying to just finish off the little COVID situation, but I'm back on the bike today.
Okay.
Time to get that ass chapped. I'm going to jump on the old bike.
300 hamburgers, many, many french fries.
That's right.
Have you been consistent? Right. I mean, outside of COVID, you feel like, how many rides have you done on that Peloton?
Well, I did. It was all before the break. So this is where I knew the challenge would be. Okay. I went really hard. I did it like 8 out of 10 days before the holidays.
Wait, okay. What's really hard?
Coming back after the holidays. Because I crushed it for 2 weeks leading up to the holidays. And then I went away 2 weeks ago is when I first left, and I haven't been back. So I came back right into COVID and said, let me sleep and not worry about any sort of exercise right now. I'm going to spend 3 days just resting. And now it's time to get my ass back up on that bike.
So you're staring at a better side of a month not getting on the bike.
What? How did you just go from 2 weeks to a full month? I don't know how you just did that.
Because there was the 2 weeks that we were off. Then it's been a week. Then it's been a week.
No. This was the second. This was, oh.
Yeah, you're looking at a better part of a month, my guy.
Accurate.
Hold on. I don't think that is accurate. Hold on. I did the math on this yesterday.
We've been off since December 17th.
No. I worked for the whole week after that. I was on the bike the whole week after
another
that.
Another week.
Okay.
Right. So I worked. I was on the bike up till the 23rd. Then I've been off the bike for 2 weeks. But I'm getting back on. But to be honest with you guys, I was such a fat ass over the holidays that this week for me was all about getting that kitchen right. You know, smoothies and salads and just shedding some of the poundage. Because, you know, WWE, they had that pay-per-view January 1st. I showed up in that suit looking like a stuffed sausage. Yeah, like stuffed sausage, and like the seal on the sausage was breaking and meat was oozing out.
Oh no, Pete, no.
That's what I felt like. I mean, I still looked good, let's be honest, but it didn't feel great.
Now the question of the day, is there any piece of clothing on the Peloton yet?
Not one. I have intentionally.
Okay, so you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Yesterday,
you're good.
I was inches away from dropping a shirt on the Peloton. And I just reached over another foot and I dropped it on the windowsill. I said, no. You do not go on the Peloton. So I'm getting back on that bike today.
There you go.
And I'm going to ride. And listen, today's going to be a day, though, where a lot of people's New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside. Because all you need is the excuse. It's a blizzard, babe. I can't do it today. Now, Laura, here's my question I have for you.
Okay.
So after being a fat ass through the holidays,
right.
I've been great since Monday. Been a great, great week. Did this, of course, leading up, knowing Monday night, I'm going to have myself a meal that I enjoy. I mean, I'm sorry, not Monday night, Friday night. Knowing that tonight, I would have a meal that I enjoy. If you've been being really good
and you're going to order food, what is your food of choice to, you know, if you're like, hey, I'm celebrating
crispy
tonight.
Chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh resin wrapped up in a tasty flour
tortilla. Crispy chicken wrapped up in a...
Yeah, what's your choice, though?
To me, whenever I go for the baked chicken, man, because you can't.
Wow, it is the crispy chicken.
But I go baked.
Oh, you go baked chicken.
Yeah, or like
doesn't ring the same way song wise. But so you'll order baked chicken.
Yeah, I love baked chicken.
Not even rotisserie.
Or I'll do a rotisserie. It could be I if it's at a Spanish spot, I'll do the baked chicken and or the rotisserie. Either or, but that's my go to. And then I'll probably cheat with like beans and rice.
Beans and rice.
That would be probably my, yeah. But the baked chicken is the way to go, fam.
Yo, my friend for his birthday, Laura, when we were in Palm Springs, his girlfriend hired a chef to make dinner.
Uh-huh.
Chef Dave.
What'd he make?
Chef Dave made the most delicious rice and beans I'd ever had in my life. I don't know why I was right. You know, listen, I didn't grow up in a Latin home, so my bean game was limited.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And he I guess he, what do you do, Laura? You soak the beans?
Yeah.
He soaked the beans for like 12 hours.
Yes.
Yes.
That's but what you do when you buy the dry ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to give them that flavor. It hit fantastically. Now, my meal of choice, though, I think where I'm going tonight for the celebratory, it's snowy outside, it's Friday night, let's just chill out, let's watch the Cobra Kai, you know what I'm saying? New Cobra Kai season's out right now. I think we're going to go Indian. I think that's my go-to.
Fire.
Some chicken tikka masala, I think, is...
Fire.
It's kind of taking my number one spot these days.
Some chicken korma. You ever mess with the korma?
I've never had korma.
Korma's bomb.
Wait, what's korma?
It's like in an almond-based sauce. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I have had that. Do you like... Are you a vindaloo guy or no?
No, not really.
It's too spicy for my girl, but I'm a vindaloo guy too. Honestly, Indian might be my number one right now. Cass, you an Indian guy?
Indian is fire, bro. I'm a sad guy.
Oh, really?
I'm a sad guy. Yeah.
Well, that's our union.
Paneer, chicken.
That's
sad,
fire,
you know,
too.
Mm-hmm.
No, paneer. It's kind of different. Now, Laura,
chicken.
Now, listen. I like how we went from talking exercise to just fantasizing about food.
I'm like thinking of vegetable samosas right now. I'm like,
samosas. For samosas, so may good. Be the most delicious fried item you could find this side
so
of chicken.
So good. So good.
Now, Laura, you did mention that you wanted to hit a couple of the craziest headlines from the week that amused you. So,
just because when you do research, right, to see what's going on the show, sometimes the headlines are so bonkers that you're like, what is going on? Like, did you hear about the Ukrainian rapper who was murdered and fed to rats after allegedly, you know, his wife caught him cheating with a fan? He had been having an affair, and she chopped his ass up and fed him to rats. What?
I heard the excuse. She said, I saw this. She said, I didn't want his fans to know that he died by suicide, which is an inglorious death. So I decided to dismember him and feed him to rats.
What?
You're a genius.
I would just like to say, if God forbid that were to happen to me, I'd like to say to my girlfriend, if she finds me, go ahead and let me have the inglorious death. Do not cut me up and feed me to rats, please.
Disgusting. And I mean, listen, this was super funny to me. We talked about this earlier in the week, but what about Jason Derulo just losing it on hecklers, calling him Usher, but especially because they were calling him a biatch? How about he just walking with his bodyguards, the quick turnaround, and he flies over to beat that ass?
Yo, let me tell you something right now. I respect it. I respect the Jason Derulo. Like, people act really loose out here, and they think just because they see someone who's a famous person or in the public eye, you can just talk crazy. And Jason Derulo said, "I'm sorry, what?" It was sort of like when someone threw the water at Ron Artest. Granted, that was even crazier because it was at his job, but still, like, you can't just treat people like they're circus animals, my G. You're gonna get attacked. And Derulo, yo,
I'm never talking crazy, Jason Derulo. He gave one that one guy a two-piece and the biscuit. Shouts to Jason Derulo.
Crazy headline of the week was, what about the woman who earned $200,000 by selling fart jars? And ended up being in the hospital because she was trying to make herself fart so much. She was like straining herself and eating a crazy-ass protein diet.
I'm just glad that Ebro wasn't here this week, because I think he would have been trying to, he would have started pressing Laura Stiles to start selling farts.
Gross.
I think he would have done. And by the way, remember the congrats part of it. Yeah, she ended up sending herself to the hospital because she was straining too hard. Yo, man.
Craziest headlines of the week, man. And we've seen some crazy ones, but sometimes you have to look at them and be like, is this really life? This is what's happening in the world.
Listen, and sometimes we need these things to get through another day. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next is the Gurus. Good morning. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to help you, to guide you, to help you in your time of need. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. I will burn the sage. Got you. I'll torch the sage.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. If you want to get help from the gurus on whatever your relationship issues may be,
let's go. Let's go.
Reach out to us and let us know. Maybe it's maybe it's Julia Fox who's dating Kanye and is going, you know, this feels a little overwhelming. Why is this guy buying so many outfits for me to wear? I've only known him for 5 days. She could email us, thegurulaura at gmail.com. That's right. And we would respond to you. Good morning, gurus. I want to first start off by saying, I listen every morning on my way to work, and I love you all. And Cass One, you deserve to be a guru. Anyways, this is not going to be your typical guru message.
Okay.
I'm a 25-year-old female whose past is constantly controlling her present. When I was 20 years old, I made some bad decisions. And long story short, I went to rehab for drugs. I can tell you with full confidence that I was wrong for all the behavior that came along with being a drug addict. I stole from my parents. I lied and manipulated until I went to rehab twice. I've been sober for over a year now. And my problem is that my mother has me under a microscope. She watches my every move. She looks at my bank account more than she looks at her own. She tracks me on my phone and doesn't think it's a problem. She had recently told me that I was not allowed to take money out of an ATM or send it via Cash App. Mind you, I make my own money. I went back to school and got a degree, and now I work in a doctor's office. I turned my life completely around. Basically, my problem is my mother doesn't understand that she's a dictator and how frustrating it is to live a life when you have to answer every move you make to someone. I understand I've made mistakes in my past, and it's only been a little over a year. But anytime I try to make a boundary, she shuts it down. Please help. Any advice helps.
Okay. First, you got to understand where your mom's coming from. Obviously, she's scared that you're going to go back to using drugs. So this is her, you know, way of trying to protect you. But sometimes these things can be a little unhealthy. I think you're a grown woman. You're 25 years old. And if you make your own money, you're allowed to set your own boundaries. I think eventually you're just going to have to put the smack down on mom. You know what I mean? Be like, look, mom, this is what's going to happen. I need you to trust me. I know you love me, but I've changed. I know I've made some mistakes in the past, but moving forward, I'm just going to cut off access to you snooping around on my bank accounts. Change the password. Girl, do you. Because, you know, I understand where her mother's coming from, but at the same time, it's like if she's going overboard, she has the right to... you know, p- put a stop to it. What do you think?
I think she actually said the answer, that it's only been a little over a year. Okay. You obviously did things that were nutso and scared the hell out of your parents. You've now been sober for a little over a year. You're going to need some more time under your belt before you have credibility with your parents.
You think that she should come to an agreement with her mom, maybe like a deadline? Like, hey, mom, you can monitor me up until this day.
That I think, I was going to say the exact same thing. That's the conversation. Okay. I think you try not to be angry at her, okay? She's not doing this because she wants to. She's doing this because she feels like she has to. She probably can't even stop herself. She's just like, I'm going to look after my baby, and I'm not letting it happen again. So I think that's important for you to understand. No matter how old you are, your parents, you're your mom's baby, and she saw you get in real trouble. So she's going to protect you now and hold you as tight as she possibly can. So what you need to do is tell her you appreciate that and you understand it. Can we now set up a system of at least some sort of timeline, like Laura said, where we know we're going to be a certain way for a certain amount of time, and then when we get there, let's reassess. But try to give your mom a break. I mean, honestly, everything that she said, Laura, that her mom is doing kind of makes sense to me.
I mean, I understand too, but it's also not great when someone's watching and just kind of hovering you.
Of course not.
You
know what I mean? Not ideal. But I mean,
it's a lot. But like I said, how about this? Come to a common ground. Common ground. I think that if you set a date, be like, mom, let's continue this up until X, Y, Z. Something that's comfortable for both of you, and hopefully you guys can have some progress after that.
Cast, Guru Jace.
I mean, I would just want her to understand that as bad as it's been for her, her mom probably went through a lot of trauma with this too, because dealing with a family member that you love that's going through addiction issues and helping to carry them through it is not the easiest thing in the world to do. So I can understand why she would want to oversee everything and make sure that doesn't happen again, not just for the daughter's sanity, but also for her own, you know, because it's hard, man. It's traumatic dealing with somebody that's going through those type of issues.
It is.
I mean, it's only been a year. I say, yo, just it's going to take time, man. So you just got to keep showing her that you're going to be responsible enough to not fall back into that trap. And when she starts seeing that, she'll start letting off a little bit, you know. But you just got to ride. I think at this point, you just got to ride through it.
Boom. So says the gurus. So say the gurus, Laura, right? And even the non-guru.
That's right. And non-gurus.
Facts.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. When I do weakness.
Talk about this Kanye situation.
Oh, we have to. Yeah, we have to.
New girl, new shows. Coming up next.
Yeah, say that you a lesbian.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life, and Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Well, I know everybody saw the PDA photos of Kanye West and actress Julia Fox. I mean, listen, we talked about them because they allegedly met over New Year's Eve, and it's moving very fast.
You think?
So, look, the photos are for Interview Magazine. You know, it's just like them making out on the floor. Kanye, an unusual Kanye fashion, playing dress up with Julia Fox. You know, she claims that he surprised her on the second or third date with like a hotel room full of clothes. And, you know, some of the photos shows him buttoning up some dresses and stuff. But, you know, it's a lot.
Listen, okay, there are a few things that need to be established here. Any human who saw Uncut Gems one of the big takeaways was certainly, who is that girl? Facts. About Julia Fox. I'm just being honest. Yes.
Julia Fox is hot.
I mean, she is a hot chalacha. There's hot no chalacha. Denying it. The set. If you've seen Uncut Gems, it, man, matter of fact, if you watch Uncut Gems with your girl, when she came on screen, it was one of those moments where you're like, because it's just an undeniable level of hotness. Now, Kanye and Julia Fox is fascinating because they are already the most serious couple in Hollywood, and they've been dating since last weekend.
I know.
And the one thing I about Ye is what it appears like is that he is doing classic Kanye with Julia Fox, and that is not only like love bombing her and becoming obsessed, but right. also like making her a muse and dressing her up in clothes too. Now, this is obviously this is not my lane, so I'm not going to
try to relate like Kanye. So we can't relate.
I mean, you know what, Laura? Let's first of all, is it really celebrity behavior to fill a hotel room with clothes and make a girl play dress up?
I mean, like, he has access like not a lot of people have. Like, he can make.
But
one
why would
call.
You want? But I just wouldn't want. Like, I don't understand, celebrity or nah. Hey, listen, he's into fashion. You know, but like I have to admit, when I meet a new girl and we're dating, my first priority is trying to get their clothes off, not put them in 1,000 outfits. But everyone has different interests, and this is what Ye is into. He's into fashion. And I mean, listen, she's a perfect muse in that he usually is into girls who have these sort of almost cartoonishly amazing bodies, right? And Julia Fox sort of fits the mold when you think about the Ambers and Kim Kardashians and these sort of like, they're almost like real life Jessica Rabbits to some extent.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just it's going to be interesting to watch this one play out, though. They're already doing interviews, talking about how they met. She's already talking about the fact that he was, I heard, on time to their date, even though it was 8 o'clock and he landed at 7. They took over Carbone and did a photo shoot. The whole restaurant was cheering.
PR galore, guys.
Oh,
PR galore. But I see
your Pete Davidson, and I raise you a Julia Fox.
In other Kanye news, Variety says that they have sources who claim that Kanye signed on as one of the big names for 2022, joining Billie Eilish and Swedish House Mafia for Coachella. So, you know, Coachella has been canceled because of the pandemic for 2 years now. So now they're trying to come back. And, if you know, look, Travis Scott is not going to hit that stage. I don't know when Travis Scott is going to perform again. He has a lot of legal drama going on right now. I honestly don't know when Travis can come back. But there's no official announcement yet, but I feel like Variety has pretty good sources. So we'll see. Coachella with Kanye West, Billie Eilish, and Swedish House Mafia.
Sort of makes
sounds
me
like
wanna,
they'll sell out.
Yeah. Sort of makes me want to make the trip, I'll be honest. Sounds kind of fun.
So
I've never done Coachella. See. You ever done it?
Yeah.
It's never okay. gone.
Okay. I was like, yeah, fine. Mm-hmm.
Laura, you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. It's just
Laura doesn't like anything that has too much going on. She's like me. It makes her like meh, 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 meh. I hear it's pretty dope. If you have an awesome house to stay at, I hear it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it could be fun, but you know, yeah, no, it's one of those things.
She's such a hater. The hate is oozing out of you.
I'm doing it on purpose too. But anyway, in other news, Young Dolph. You know, they've been investigating his death and they have identified a suspect. Ugh, it's just so sad to me, man. The U.S. Marshals, Memphis Police Department, say that one of the suspects is 23 years old, a man named Justin Johnson, 23 years old. So they released a mugshot on Wednesday and he's wanted for first degree murder. Ugh, the whole story is horrible.
It gets worse.
Awful. Awful. But one at least let's go ahead, Cass. Sorry.
Sorry, one of the other guys they found that they caught up with was 16.
16?
16. So they have a 16, they have a warrant out for a 23-year-old, and I don't know, man.
Awful.
Crazy.
Awful.
Crazy.
Hopefully it gets resolved sooner than later, though.
That's your flashing light, your boy. The time is 8:15. 55. Today's snowing all day. Be careful out there if you're traveling and alternate side parking rules are suspended.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Seven Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.